Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Marisa Sheni Daf Hey in the Oizvodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We started Daf Dalad Amud Beis in the two dats, seven lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Abchor Morchi Moisoi Chai, that you could go and sell a Abchor when it's alive, the owner, the Koyin, could sell the Abchor. Abidu Rapaz Hashem Shub Levi Chai Veloi Shochot. You can sell it alive, you cannot sell it Shochot. If the Abchor is already shechted, so then it has a din of Kedusha, and the Kohen is eating in Mishulchan Gavoya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't belong to him. So the Tamo Taninu, we learned over there, in Meseches Kedushin, HaMekadosh B'chelko is someone who does Kedushin, Mekotche Kodoshim, with Mekotche Kalim, he uses the Kotche Kadoshim, which a Korbanah is, like according to everybody, belongs to Hashem, and Kotche Kalim, as we'll see in a moment, the discussion. So the din is, Einu Mekodeshes. He can do Kedushin, now with Kotche Kadoshim, and now with Kotche Kalim. Kutra Abchaim, we add here a few words for the Gemara in Kedushin. And the words are, Avloz Oimer Divrei Hakol. Everybody agrees to this. You can't Mekadosh, now with Kotche Kadoshim, now with Kotche Kalim. Says the Gemara, Abyudo Oimer, Bemachlekis. According to Abyudo, it's a Machlekis. Oimer Derepazi, Abyudo Yoliv, Kol HaKotchim Mibchor. According to Abyudo, he learns all the Kotchim from Bchor. Ma Abchor Mekadoshim Bo Yiseisho, Av Kol HaKotchim Mekadoshim Yiseisho. According to Abiudu, the same way by Bchor, the Kohen has the right to use it, so also any other Kotchim you learn from Bchor. Kodeh Zagwad Afei Amud Aleph. Ramei Yolev Kol HaKotchim Maise Beimo. Meir, on the other hand, he learns, he compares all the Kotchim to Maise Beimo, and he says the exclusion is a Bchor. Ma Maise Beimo Ein Mekatshe Beimo Se Isho. You can't use the Maise Beimo to Mekatshe Isho as we saw before. Av Kol HaKotchim Ein Mekatshe Beimo Se Isho. So all Kotchim we can't use Kedushi Isho. In other words, we have two korbanos. One is a b'chor, one is a ma'isa b'ehima. A b'chor, the Kohen has a right to do kiddushin. Ma'isa b'ehima does not have a right. The shail is all the kotchim compared to b'chor, or compared to ma'isa b'ehima, and that's b'chorik z'meir abiyudu. So the machlafa shitosa de abiyudu m'pasi. So the Gemara abiyudu m'pasi explains this. The Chor is changing his shita. Why? Because when he's talking about kiddushin, he says mekadosh b'chelko. Chelko means the chelik that the Kohen gets from the kotchim, the meat, which means after shchita. So Tamon Kiddushin Oimer Ben Chai Ben Shochut. Doesn't matter if the animal was alive or dead or Shochut, you can use the Kiddushin. V'ochu Oimer Chai V'lo Shochut. We start the sugi, the reading of Pazi says that when it's shechted, you can't use it. Says the Gemara, Tamon B'Shem Garmei. There he says on his own, he holds, you could use even Shochut. V'ochu B'Shem B'Shem B'Levi. But here, was the reading of Pazi, we started the daf today, Abidu Pazi B'Shem B'Shem B'Levi. He's the one who says that Shochot is not considered to be belonging to the Kohen. So the Gemara, Afilu Tamer Kan V'Kan B'Shem Garmei. So the Gemara, no, you don't have to say that. You can say they both and name them himself. So how do you reconcile the Gemara in Kiddushi and the Gemara in Ma'aseh Sheni? V'Mekadosh B'Chai Uri Lipoi Lo La'acha Shchito. Meaning, he does Kiddushi and the animal is alive. The animal is alive is also something which you can't really use it completely to Kiddushi because you have to bring it as a carpet. So what does it mean you're doing Kiddushin on a live animal? You're doing Kiddushin on a live animal means that whatever you will get from the live animal, meaning after the animal will die, after the animal will be shechted, there'll be a part of the animal that will come to the Kohen. That's the Kiddushin that it refers to. Chayen Shochut, says the Gemara, the way Abraham explains, is the same idea. He's shechting on a live animal with what he will get after Shechita. So the Gemara, my time in the Shub and Levi, that you can use Basar Shochut to give it for Kiddushin. The Basar that you get is compared to Chaze Atnufo. Chaze Atnufo is clearly belong to Hashem and Koyanim get Meshuch and Gavoya. My time in the Abiyudu and Paz that says you could use it. Yelecha says it will be yours. I feel the Acha Shechita, even after Shechita, you could use it. Says the Gemara, my Mekayim Shu Belevi Yelecha. What Shu Belevi will do with the words Yelecha? Ribeloy Avoya, Cheres, go teach you something else. Another Havayo, which means the chaz of a shoik you can eat only for a day and a night, like many other karbanas. But when you're talking about the basu, you can eat for 2 days and a night. That's what means yelecha. You'll have more time to eat it, even though it doesn't belong to you. You're not allowed to redeem ma'aseh sheni on a simon. What's a simon? A simon is a coin that does not have a tzura. So the moment, this is the local abdoiso. Tetani mechalim ma'aseh sheni ala simon divrei abdoiso. Doiso says you could use a simon to mechalim ma'aseh sheni. As Rav Chaya points out based on the Gro, We're not talking about a simon that's not used at all. You could use it. It does yoytze boitzo. You know, it does go in circulation. She doesn't have the same value and the same chashivas as a coin. The Chachamim Rishonim, Chachamim says you can never use a simon that doesn't have a tzura. My time in the Avdo Yisrael, v'tzar to ha-kesav dover shu nitzra mechaver. Nitzra is loshem mizgalgal. It means being used in circulation. It's being used boitzo to use as a coin. According to Rab Chaim, we add the words my time in the Rabbanon. What does Rabbanon hold? Yeshlo tzura v'yoytze al-gav tzura. So it has a shape. And the shape is what determines its value. Not another type of piece of silver that you use doesn't really have a tzura, doesn't have a shape of a coin. Says the Dafei Amud Beis, Abayitzev Shavir Chanon, Divir Avdoiso Michali Meiser al Litru Shal Kesef. According to Avdoiso, you can be Michal Meiser Sheni on a piece of coin, which doesn't have a tzura. So also you can be Michal on Litru of Kesef, which means a certain size of silver. Because that also is Yoytze Boitzo. You can use pieces of silver for Hoytzo to in circulation to buy things. So the one goes on and explains. And we're going to use the Gersa of Chaim, which is based on the Gruel. Ilu Omar Litro. If you would say that you can use Litro, which is the measurement, so the Havir Oimin, we would say, Keshem Shama Kesav Kachomarzo. Assuming you can use silver, you can use gold as well. Ilu Omar Kesav, if you would say silver, you wouldn't say Litro, which is a certain measurement. Havir Oimin, we would say, also pieces of silver that came from broken items. Not only if it's a certain weight of silver. Have a litre shekes. I have to say litre shekes. It needs to be silver specifically. It needs to be a certain weight of silver that you're going to use, not broken pieces of metal. And that's what we're talking about. You use it because it's like a coin, like a asimoin. Kedushas Gemara says al asimoin, we just quoted al asimoin, hakol moedim shein mechalim oiso el amois anitonos simon le'ol yar. You can use coins that are being used in Beis HaMerchetz, in the bathhouse. They used to have a certain kind of coins they used to give, and that was more of a simon, more of a sign to the ol yar. You would see it, and you would give much more than the value of that coin, because that coin was not used as a coin. It was used more of just a sign to say he paid already, and he needs to get something for that amount. Another thing, when this tells you, you can use it the way it's being used by the one who's in charge in a bathhouse. Because there, it's not really the actual value. But when people use these type of coins, the turmesar, turmesar is the one who sells turmesi type of vegetable, and there they actually use it for their own value. They take these silver coins, and they use it, they say, this silver coin is worth this and this amount, that's what it's worth for the vegetable. So because you're using the actual value, that's good enough. And obviously there's a coin to Rabbi Doi, so you don't have to use dafka coin that has a tzur. Continues going on, it says, matbeya shenifsel v'amalchus bekabaltoi. You have a coin that became pasul, meaning it's not supposed to be used, but the malchus is mekabal, the kingdom is still accepting this coin. When it's sitting like a simon, the tzur is not a real tzura, but it still has a value. He says, you treat it like the coins of Melachim Rishonim, which are possible, which are not used at all, don't have any value at all. That's how you treat these coins as well. So the more namer, you should say, if you can still use the shape of this coin, if it's not Michal, meaning what? As Abraham explains, a coin is not like a simon. A simon is the actual silver. But a coin, the main value of the coin is the fact that it has a tzura. So if I have a coin which is still yoytze, which is still usable in the market, it's a coin. If it's not usable in the market, even though there's a certain type of thing you could do, you could give it to the malchus, that is not good enough, and that does not have a shame of a coin, and not even a shame of a asimon. Says the Muhammad Beya Shemorat, if you have a coin that a rebel put out, someone's rebelling against the king, and he puts his own coin, Kigoyim Bar Kuzivo, like we found Bar Kochva, that's what he did. He made his own coins. He can't use the chil even during the time this guy is in charge, because that's only temporary and it's going to be over soon. Hayulu moy shel the gears of Chaim is shiayin nesach. He's using moish by nesach. You cannot enjoy. Also, the kamei avim yomah yerli chanoi leyam melech. Mean you can't enjoy it, so you have to throw the yam melech. It has no value. You can't do chilu meisasheni on it. Continues the one that vovam udalef. Hayulu moy shel diskanim. Rav Chaim explains the king already died, but still the coin is able to be used. Meaning the way you can use this coin by a turmesar, if someone sells vegetables, that seems to be the way to value, if something is actually has some value, you go to a vegetable store and you buy it. If it's you, whatever it's worth over there, that's where you can use it, even though it's worth much more when the king was alive. Bikesh lo tzion, if he wants to come down and use it in Yerushalayim to buy the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, not to do mechilu Ma'aseh Sheni, but to do the opposite, to come and buy with the Ma'aseh Sheni, mechalon keder shu mechalal aleihem. You use the same value that you did chilu ma'aser on them. Whatever the value you gave it for ma'aser, that's what you do. Use the value to buy with a new food for ma'aser sheni. The way the Rash Sirilor explains, it's the cool over here. If I'm able to use this coin to get more from my coin in Yerushalayim, you don't have to. The only amount you need to use for ma'aser sheni is the amount that you use in the original value of the ma'aser sheni did chilu. So let's say if it was worth 100, use it for 100. Even though right now with this coin, you could get 150. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Hei.